All right, so we're going to find out how well today. So fill me in, all right? You've gotten tough love from me. Hopefully you got some tough love from Doreen.
Yeah.
So let me know where you're at.
Yeah. The spankings did me pretty good. I definitely need them.
Okay, so tell me what the last, because I think it's been, you spoke with us twice last week, right, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, I think it was Monday and Friday.
You got me today, so tell me what where things are.
Well, basically I went back and did what you had told me to do, going back to like modules 3 and 4, and that definitely kind of got me back on track. I was doing more of accepting, a couple hours in the morning, and just trying to, do the die of the mind better, trying to stick with that.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely saw from Monday to Friday by sticking to it and really, being more disciplined with it, that, it was kind of just a wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
I told Doreen, I was like, you see it works. you see it works.
Yeah.
But then somehow
you
let whatever, whether it be busyness or I don't know, but honestly, even – so I'd moved to Module 5, kind of discussed that with Doreen, and I've been sticking to that this week. But I still find myself needing to go back, to Modules 3 and 4.
Good. You should listen to those every day if that makes you feel like if you're still revisiting them, if you feel like you've got more to learn there. Just keep revisiting them. There's people that have been through this program 5 years ago. Those recordings were done in, 2016-ish, what I mean? And I don't remember the exact year, but... but there's people that go back and listen to those recordings nonstop, and they went through the program 4 years ago. So, just keep listening. Go ahead.
Well, that's good to know, just because I just keep thinking, why do I keep needing reassurance?
Oh my God, you don't need reassurance. You're getting new information every time you listen. You're going to pick something new up. Your repetition is the best thing you can do to learning something. Okay, so go ahead.
Well, that's it. I've just kind of I beat myself up like, why are you a slow learner about this? What is your problem? Anyway, that makes me feel better that I just like, okay, I think I need to go back. I review over my notes. I'll back some of the Q&A stuff. So anyway, I've just kind of
– so that's all the process of you learning more and absorbing this stuff. So tell me your application. What's your regimen been the last couple of weeks?
Okay. So basically, like I said, I've kind of done the morning formula as far as and everything on the Module 5. So it's like what you always said on there, the 10 or 15 minutes of acceptance. And then, of course, to 10 minutes of whether it be meditation. And what I've done there is either I've done different things.
All right,
there.
But you need, as I told you last Monday, I said you weren't ready for week 5 the way it's laid out there.
Uh-huh.
So you need at least 30 to 60 minutes of acceptance every morning and then throughout the day. But go ahead.
Done is the 10 or 15 minutes of acceptance. Then I come back and I read my vision, and then I accept through every sentence of my vision. So I'm accepting through that as well, which, takes another 10 or 15 minutes. So anyway, I could definitely up the acceptance, whatever. I've just tried to kind of be more diligent through the day on the acceptance kind of thing. So that seems to definitely have helped. But anyway, like I said, the 10 minutes or so of meditation I've done, anywhere from just true meditation to where reading the Bible, just try to get my mind quiet, kind of a thing. So I've done different things with that meditation. So,
now what else?
The next thing I like to read my goal and then accepting after every sentence. It's kind of what Doreen said, after every sentence that you're reading in your goal, you accept, and then
which is great, but I tend to like to do that as a guide to, and I'm not saying that Doreen's not correct there. I'm saying I like to do that as a guide of, if a bunch of resistance comes up. If I feel good about my vision, then I'm just going to feel good about it. But yeah, just use that as a guide, because I want you to have flow with your vision, but definitely check in to see if you've got any resistance about your vision. So how do you feel about your vision?
I feel like as I'm going through it and I'm reading it, I'm just like, I would say, I'm trying to figure out how to even put it. I definitely
do. Do you have resistance? You feel like hopeful or you feel doubtful?
Yeah, I feel doubtful. I feel
okay,
doubtful.
Okay, that's what you accept, for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, it's just the things that in my vision I'm like, okay, this year I'm supposed to be moving forward with these things, and I don't feel like I'm moving forward like I should, kind of thing. So,
well, because that's judgment. But, again, tell me about
– doubt and whatever, you know. So, I accept through
those. So that's your regimen. How about during the day? How much acceptance are you doing?
I'm going to say 75-80%. I mean, I'm really trying to stay on top of it.
And how about the Googling? Did we stop the Googling crap?
Yes, yes. I mean, I have to. I feel anytime I see it, whenever I've done things with it, it's just like even sometimes I can look at Facebook and I'm 100% fine.
Mm-hmm.
Within 2 hours, if I was to look at Facebook again, I feel like anxiety.
So what is the difference there?
I honestly, God, can't tell you. I really
don't know.
I honestly don't know. I mean, I know it's resistance or just anxiety for some reason, but I can't tell you why that 10 minutes.
It doesn't matter why.
Yeah.
Okay, so a couple of years ago, I remember a client telling me, it was a guy that was, recently divorced. And he was telling me that he came on a call and he said, so Monday, he was telling me a story. He goes, Monday, he says, I finally understand what the state of being is. I said, all right. Because Monday I'm driving to work and he said, this song came on. It reminded me of my wife. And he said, I burst out in tears. And he goes, the next day I was driving on the same road at the same time going to work, had the same station on, and that song came on again. And he goes, I started singing the song. It was great, I'm really happy. And I said, and he goes, I realized that the only thing different in that 24-hour period was my state of being. And it completely created different experiences for me, different actions, reactions, experiences. That's all it is. Susan, the life is just a byproduct of a state of being. The mind creates our experiences. Don't obsess about the why and everything. So if you're on Facebook and you feel like that, just turn it off.
Oh, I did.
Go do some acceptance.
Yep, exactly.
Okay. All right. So you're accepting more and you're off the Google. You're off the crap.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And how do you feel differently?
Definitely. I mean, I can definitely tell a difference. I just don't, that anxiety that would be getting away with me when doing that kind of thing. I mean, I could even feel it building. But then you're in the midst of reading something, you almost like finish it. But then by the time I got through finished reading it, whether it be 5 or 10 minutes later, then my state of being was kind of off the charts kind of thing.
Doesn't matter. Just accept away.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I know that kind of crap I have to put away. I mean, I just can't. I can't do it.
You're 100% right. So tell me how you've been feeling.
In what respect as far as physically?
How you've been feeling, mentally, physically, emotionally?
Let's see. Physically, I'm going to say better. Still dealing with some challenges, but, trying to accept through that.
Mm-hmm.
And then mentally, emotionally, it's to me, it's a little bit like a roller coaster. It's a little bit up and down. And I think this is this is what I've been able to determine. I know you're not supposed to diagnose yourself kind of thing or whatever, but you're trying to say, okay, why am I feeling this way one time and not the next time? Why? But I think my life, I mean, you knew I worked
Susan,
for 40.
Susan,
right.
I asked you how you've been feeling differently or the same. I didn't ask you about, seriously, the inner workings. I got to know if you're feeling any differently or the same.
No, I'm feeling differently. I'm definitely feeling better.
How?
Just from, I feel like, doing more acceptance.
So you're feeling more relaxed?
Yeah, definitely more relaxed, more calm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. And I try not to let my mind run off to the future too much. I think the future... Uh-huh. Things kind of get me off.
You should, but the mind is all a byproduct of a state of being.
Mm-hmm.
The mind is just a byproduct. The thoughts you're having, if it's future, present, past, doesn't matter.
Okay.
It's the mind giving you the opportunity to experience a state of being. So when you're thinking, what are you doing? You're losing.
Resisting.
When you're thinking, you're in resistance, exactly.
Yep.
You just keep accepting. So right now, and that's what I sort of gave you last week, and I know Doreen did on Friday, you're accepting, so don't ever think. Don't ever wonder. Don't ever analyze. And it sounds to me that you're doing great and you're feeling some relief, but you still spend time wondering. You still spend time analyzing. You can't spend any time. You have to constantly accept nonstop. That's it. Okay? And you've got to get out of the wondering and the ruminating and the analyzing. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. And the fear. Okay?
Yeah.
So you felt relief. Tell me more about that.
About the, say it again, I'm sorry.
Because I've asked you twice now, and both times I feel that you've gone to this other story. Like, I'm feeling good, but, you know, it's funny, because when I tell people, tell me about their problems, they can go weeks.
Yeah.
If I say, how are you feeling? Good. When you're doing good. What does that mean? Yeah, I'm doing better. Tell me more about that. Obsess about that.
Okay.
Well, I woke up, and my mind was more peaceful. And I got up, and I thought, man, I'm going to have some breakfast, because I haven't felt like eating. Oh, I slept well. Tell me about the good. So tell me how you felt differently.
Definitely have slept better.
Okay, there we go. There's a start.
Okay, and then I've definitely tried to exercise more, so I feel like that's helped me.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm better in along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's helping me, whether it be sleeping, mentally, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to actually do it twice a day,
mm-hmm.
to where, you know, because it got to be a point where I wasn't sleeping as good. So, like I said,
doesn't matter. I didn't ask you what you used to be. Again, don't speak it. Don't reaffirm it. So you're sleeping better. What else?
Sleeping better. Sleeping better. Feeling better.
Okay.
Accepting more.
That's all good stuff, kid.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to keep obsessing about.
Okay. Well, that's where...
Better. That's what I want you to keep
analyzing. Quit analyzing, Susan. Quit analyzing. I just have to beat that in my head. Oh, my God.
Well, but listen, you're a byproduct of your conditioning.
Jeez.
What does this world condition us to be?
I don't know. I'm really not sure. I mean, I guess just... What? Just doubt? Just... wonder, untrust. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Is that what it is?
The mind conditions us to be miserable. Our parents say, don't trust people. Don't trust strangers. Don't do that. Don't touch that. Don't be that. You better behave. You know, we're conditioned to be afraid.
Yep.
Then we're taught to be afraid of life, to be afraid of death, to be afraid of strangers, to be afraid of money. And then we turn on the news, and what is the news? The news is this depressing crap, and people, I still get a kick out of how many people listen to the news and believe it. They're just selling time. They're just, they want to get ratings. That's all they care about is their own agenda and rating. People still like robots. They just turn on the news and watch it and believe it. It's all garbage.
Can't do it either.
It's all garbage. Walter Cronkite's gone. He was the last true newsman that told the truth. But anyway, so we're conditioned to be miserable. And now... You're conditioning yourself to be happy, but it's a habit. So I want you to really break the habit of just, you know, spewing all that stuff that doesn't feel good.
Okay.
And just keep accepting and have that diet for the mind. So you're doing well. It sounds like you had a pretty good week of some growth. I want you to, the morning formula, as I lay it out, I've got to change it. It's on my list of re-recording. Because, you know, when I talk about that morning formula week five, I'm assuming people are more in acceptance. That's a morning formula for somebody who's living in acceptance.
Okay.
So I'm going to make an addendum to that week. I'm going to move the morning formula to week six or seven.
Okay.
Bring week seven up. I think week six will be the morning formula. Week seven will be the goal setting. But we've got to but I want you to accept more in the morning.
Okay.
And I'm not a big fan of meditation. I like the fact that you're reading scripture or whatever it is. That's great. Okay, so feed your mind with good things. But you're doing well. You're doing well, but I want you to really, really expand this idea of being acceptance and celebrate how you're feeling good.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And question on this, like in the module of five, you know, it's, you know, you're doing your accepting. And then in the module, it tells you that you're supposed to add on, I'm willing to consider I can overcome.
No, I'm willing to consider anything.
Okay.
I'm willing to consider. I'm willing to consider that life is easy. I'm willing to consider I'm gonna receive $2 million today. I'm willing to consider that I'm gonna get the Nobel Peace Prize.
I'm willing to consider anything.
Be
incorporating that in my.
You could if you have any really rigid limiting beliefs about what you think is possible.
Okay.
Or what you think you can, like including relief.
Okay.
I'm willing to consider that I can experience relief.
Okay.
I'm willing to consider that I can sleep like a baby. I'm willing to consider. So have fun with that and just use that to break down any limiting beliefs, because as I said to you today, Susan, I think you're going to walk down the street and find a bag of money that says, spend me, a big bag of money. What would you say to me? Not likely. You laugh. Not likely, Coach Mike. I don't think that's going to happen.
Exactly. Right. But I am willing to consider it.
Exactly. I say, but Susan, are you willing to consider it's possible? What would your answer be?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm willing to consider
it. Yeah, of course. I'm willing to consider anything. Okay. All right. So be willing to consider. That breaks down some limiting beliefs.
Okay.
So I want you to keep this program up. I want you to keep the what you're doing. Now, here's two things I'd like to see from you. I'd like to see more Voxer. If you're having struggles, if you have questions, and I wouldn't mind seeing you on the Q&A. Where you been?
I swear to you. I mean, I'm listening to them. I swear to you. I do not know how Thursdays, like we had a women's craft night yesterday afternoon that I had to go to. There's something, I swear to you, every Thursday. And I'm like, okay.
All right, well, that's okay. As long as you're, as long as you're listening to the recordings.
Yeah, I am.
Yesterday's is a big one. So when she sends that out, I want you to definitely listen to them. All right?
I'll listen
to it. So let's keep the program up. I want you accepting nonstop. No more stories, no more analytics, none of that garbage.
Okay.
Acceptance freak. And then I'll talk to you next week.
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right, my friend. Have a good weekend.
You too. All right, bye-bye.